Oh, my favourite lasagna. Oh, no.
I don't suppose we could have pizza tonight, could we? Please, Papa. Please, Daddy. Daddy. Papa.
No, children. No, you can't. Thank you so much for enlightening us to your murderous intentions.
Well, you do shove it all in.
Shove it in, dear. Shove it in.
Isn't it?
You need to keep your trap shut.
Welcome to Judgmental.
Welcome, my darlings, to another episode of Judgmental. It's a bit different, darling, than what we normally do, because we normally have a little catch-up before on our way to the tea room, don't we, Del? Well, today we're already here.
Let's have a little drink.
Oh, yes, nice. My love. Oh, come on.
All I need now. I'm French fancy.
Now, my loves, if you want to see us in action, full episodes are available on YouTube. Now, Anton, do back. What have you been quietly judging this week?
I've been floating in and out of the Football World Cup.
Oh.
Because that's the big thing that's going on at the moment. And I'm concerned about the whole hydration break malarkey. They play for 20 minutes, then they stop for 4 or 5 minutes, and then they play again for the rest of the half, which is another 20-something minutes. And they do that once in the first half, once in the second half. There's also about 7 substitutions, which is basically after team. And I'm concerned about this because I think it's a nonsense, and I think they should stop all that nonsense. The same with cricket. They have water breaks during cricket. What's all with the stopping and drinking water? What is that?
It's good for you.
But no one's... It's 45 minutes of running and playing football, then you stop for 15 minutes. Can't you wait? What is this? Well, I find it staggering. I can't bear it. And actually, to the point where I have to stop watching. What are you looking forward to this summer?
Not the World Cup.
Good. It's the hydration breaks driving you mad.
No, I'm looking forward to actually stopping work and getting away from things. That's what I'm really looking forward to. I'm actually going to be getting a break this summer.
Are you?
I've got 1 week off.
A week?
Yeah.
You're going to be itching to get out there.
And I'm going to go to Corfu. I've never been there.
And I don't think anybody's ever pronounced it Corfu before.
Corfu.
Is that similar to Corfu?
Corfu, darling. That's where I'm going.
The one in Greece.
Not Kefalonia. Yes, the one in Greece. That very. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also going to Bali. So I'm looking forward to that.
In a week.
My summer is going to be full of exotic.
This thing you want to do where you want to sit down and relax for a bit, you're going to spend most of your time travelling, by the sounds of things, to Bali and to Corfu. So why don't you just do a week in one and a week in another?
I'm doing a week in Corfu.
Oh, and then you're going to do a week in Bali? You're not doing...
Yes.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
And then I'm doing a week in Australia.
Oh.
Because Bali's on the way. That's my stopover. And it's going to be gorgeous.
So nowhere close then. Well, listen, you deserve it. You've been working far too hard for a gentleman of your years.
Now, that's a surprise.
That's a surprise.
Now, I'm doing my Revelations, Songs Boys Don't Sing tour, and that's coming to a close shortly.
And how's it been?
It's been fantastic. Really great audiences.
Amazing.
And I've had a real laugh, actually, because I've got a lovely pianist and musical director called Ben Goddard, who is really funny, and we get on like a house on fire. So, for me, it's... you know, having fun with the audience and actually having a laugh.
You do a bit of audience interaction?
I do, yes. I do a little Q&A.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
What questions do you get asked?
Oh, loads. Loads of...
cheese?
No, personal questions.
What underwear do you wear? Do you get asked that? I get asked that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, cling film. I go for cling film.
Oh, no.
Makes me feel so secure.
No. No, I don't get asked things like that.
Oh, what do you get asked?
I get asked about relationships.
Really?
I get asked about boyfriends... Wives.
That could be under the same heading as relationships, really.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Have they not heard?
Well, many moons ago, darling.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I was like you.
I suspect similar, but not absolutely like.
No, I wasn't a ballroom dancer. That's the only thing.
High kicking cats. You did cats, didn't you?
I did cats, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was good fun.
That was a sort of rite of passage for most musicals.
I tell you what, that show kept me thin. Being a pussy. Yeah.
Mother of God.
It really did.
I bet.
Yeah.
Speaking of waistlines, do you think having a weekly afternoon tea was a mistake?
Yes, I do, because I think that just should be lettuce.
What, do
and maybe God. Some steamed broccoli.
Oh, my God. I'll have an afternoon tea with you.
Yeah.
Could do with a few more cucumber sandwiches, I think, rather than just Swiss roll and baked little tart.
No, I like them. Look, if it's just a once-in-a-week treat.
Once-in-a-week treat?
You know,
is that
I
all right?
Think it's all right, as long as you're going to the gym.
I'm
going to
give you an impression of you.
Go on, then.
When we're on tour together, doing the arena tour with all that lovely catering, I'm going to do an impression of you. This is for the wonderful listener. This is how he sounds. I said, "What did you have for lunch?" And you go, "Oh no, did my favourite lasagna? Oh no, oh I've got to get into a 28 trouser. Oh, I've got to leave the top button undone. Oh no."
Well, I've now gone for elastication.
Elastic, I knew the time had come.
That is the way forward, I think, especially if you're if there's a lasagna to be had.
Lasagna to be had.
You know, I can't go past it.
I know.
If lasagna is on the menu, it has to be eaten.
Devoured.
And then all the other days are very good. I'm just having skinless chicken breast with a little bit of drizzle of lemon juice over the top, salt and pepper.
I have met you, right?
Steamed broccoli. Yeah, but I know what you're like. And you go to catering and you choose all of these things.
Oh, I have to be honest. I do. You have you like your cakes. Dessert.
Yeah,
I'm you amazing. Do. I'm so lithe and
I know
wonderful.
It's amazing, and it's amazing. I'm so large.
You're just tall. Don't be so arse.
I'm sorry.
Yourself.
Yes, I'm broad. She's a broad girl.
Oh, she's a broad girl. She's not quite as tall as she needs to be yet. That's all for her waistline.
Yes, well, you know, dieting's for sad.
For losers. Right. Now, I know you love the catering when we're on tour, but what are your at-home guilty foodie pleasures? I know you like a... Can I just say this? I know people listening won't really believe this, but when we're in the car going from venue to venue... I don't want to give too many of your secrets away, but I'm going to tell them this because this always makes me smile, is that you have a lovely ham coleslaw sandwich, and there's always, or roll, and there's always crisps involved.
There is.
Ready sorted crisps go into the sandwich.
That's correct. How they should be eaten.
Maybe this gives me a little insight into you when you were 11 and you haven't...
Younger. I was in grade 3 when I started doing that.
Wait.
And it hasn't stopped.
Hasn't stopped.
I also had a knitting Nancy, but that's another story for another day.
Oh, okay.
But...
yes, you like a crisp
yes,
in your
I
sandwich.
Like putting a whole packet of ready salted crisps in my sandwich. The hard thing is getting them all in there.
You do like to crush them in.
No, I stack them. Some people crush them before.
Oh, no, you don't crush. You're a stacker.
No,
that's
no,
right.
I stack.
Because you like nothing
and
more.
And then I literally push the sandwich like that
that's
together.
That's the moment you enjoy.
And then eat it before they drop out. Because don't forget.
And you can do this whilst pouring Sauvignon Blanc. You've got quite the talent.
I'm quite ambidextrous.
Oh, well, I can tell you.
I know, Jam.
But what are your at-home foodie sort of guilty pleasures?
I really love pasta.
Do you?
Yes, but I try to avoid eating it because it's quite fattening in that way. It slows my metabolism down too
much.
Oh,
does it?
Yeah, I need to keep my metabolism going fast.
Faster.
And the only way I can do that really is high protein and salads and steamed vegetables.
Okay.
And my guilty pleasure is, in fact, double pepperoni pizza.
Really? See, I didn't even know this.
Well, I don't like to stink the car out with it.
No, I had no idea you were a late night double pepperoni pizza person.
I am. It's my guilty pleasure. Yeah.
Gosh.
It's bad news because I keep buying them in the supermarket.
No.
And I keep putting them in the oven and I keep eating them. So I need to stop myself.
Stop yourself now.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I'm going to remind you of this when they go,
there's nothing
better.
Masticated
waistband.
Elasticated. Yeah, but it's I don't do it all the time. I've got to admit, only on a special
Jonathan.
Occasion.
Now, can I say this to you though, Jonathan? You're Jonathan.
Yes,
he's a rogue pizza delivery orderer. He's what do they call it? Stealth. That's the word. He's a stealth pizza orderer because when we've been on tour and your Ringo has gone and it comes up on your phone.
Oh yeah, I see the pizza's being delivered.
Pizza's being delivered.
Yeah, and on the Ring camera.
He does this thing where he grabs it from the pizza delivery man, looks outside, sneaks, to make sure there's nobody
you
watching.
You see the arm come out on the Ring camera and you see that delivery of either Chinese food.
Thing. Oh, that as well.
Oh yeah, that's one of them. Or if it's big and boxy, they're pizzas.
Pizza. Wow. we've just blown his.
Let's find out what our lovely listeners think is weird and wonderful, darling. Let's go into the pod proper.
Well, coming up as ever, the gold standard, where our resident butler brings us secret golden envelopes to spark the conversation. I know you love that bit.
I love this bit.
Judgy much? You also love that bit. Our quickfire judging round. And later in the show, we'll be responding to one of your letters, one of your juicy confessions in, now it's this bit I like, judging me.
Judging you.
Off we go.
Preheat your oven to wildly optimistic
and brace your countertop for a full flame grilling.
In a large mixing bowl, add 400 grams of pettiness,
250 milliliters of unsolicited opinions,
3 heaped tablespoons of dramatic sighing,
a splash of bitterness,
and 1 unnecessary comment about table manners.
Whisk until sharp and shining.
Fold in passive aggression. Be generous, my loves.
Bake under watchful eyes.
And serve.
Welcome to Judgmental.
It is time for the gold standard.
I bring the gold.
And of course, I bring the standards.
And you should all know how it goes by now. Butler. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I love the gold standard.
Love a gold
standard. Those beautiful gold envelopes, darling.
So should we dive in? Do you want to go first?
Yes, I do want to go first. And you know what? I'm going to go end your end.
Oh, well, I'll start that again.
Because it's going to be more interesting.
Oh,
I'm sure. I'd use my core muscle for that, darling, which doesn't truly exist. We have a voice note.
Oh. Ring, ring.
I love a voice note. Oh, and I do love you, Will. Thank you so much, Will. What a delicious butler.
I do. You've made an impact, Will.
Hi, Anton and Craig. Loving the podcast. This is Charlotte from Cheshire.
Hi, Charlotte.
I personally think you can tell a lot about someone by the way they cook their eggs. Because there is absolutely a correct answer for every single scenario. Breakfast time, do not be giving me anything else but scrambled. I don't want it. I don't want it near me. I don't want to see it. Anybody attempting anything else is just wrong. Burnt whites, any time of the day, no. Immediate prison. Get it away from me. And poached, restaurant only. They've got chefs for a reason. Let them deal with the faff of adding like the vinegar and getting it perfect. Just get it in a restaurant.
Yep, right, Charlotte.
Charlotte. Well, she feels very strong about
that. Well, thank you,
that.
Charlotte. She's very judgmental and very opinionated.
She's right up our street.
About her eggs, darling. Yes. Well, I mean, what was it? She only likes scrambled?
Only scrambled, honey.
Only
scrambled.
Do you
like your eggs in the morning?
I mean, everyone is different, aren't they? Let's face it. But there are a lot of people at home that can actually do poached eggs, Charlotte. Us. If you're wanting, my darling, to only get a restaurant chef to do it, you are sadly going to be mistaken because many, many people can poach eggs beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
My fiancé included. He does
really?
A gorgeous poached egg. Him. And in fact, a poached egg on avocado, on sourdough toast,
avocado.
Was what we ate at our first date.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
We both had the same thing. That's when I knew I was in love.
Was it now?
Yeah. Poached eggs.
Love over and poached egg.
And it took 15 minutes. Yeah, so I can understand the scrambled thing, but scrambled for me has to be done right and properly. Yeah. And I'm not that fond of scrambled, actually.
I love scrambled egg. I'm with you entirely about the whole egg scenario. I was taught how to... I don't really cook. I've started doing a few more things, but I never cooked. But the one thing I did learn how to make were eggs, and I was taught by a wonderful chef.
Who?
Freddie Forster. Oh. He is a gorgeous chef. He was trained, or one of his jobs for a number of years was at the Ritz.
Oh.
He's a chef.
Posh.
At the Ritz. And he taught me how to do eggs. He taught me how to scramble them, how to poach them. And my children love dippy eggs.
Soldiers.
Soldiers, dippy eggs and soldiers. And I've become very, very... And omelettes. He taught me how to make an omelette.
Oh, yes.
A
nice.
Lovely, proper omelette. And he taught me how to do that, which was genius. So I've become very good at eggs. But you're right. They have to be done well. I will be more than happy to send back a badly prepared egg. The poached eggs that aren't... What they do about with poached eggs in restaurants, I find, you go down for breakfast, you have a poached eggs, they've pre-cooked them and then they keep them in cold water and then reheat them quickly and then they serve you. I don't like that. It takes 2 minutes. Just start from the beginning.
And plus they do go a little bit rubbery.
I don't like that. It makes me grumpy. Scrambled eggs. I love scrambled eggs. But you go to most restaurants, they're powdered eggs. Got this big vat of powdered scrambled eggs.
I never, ever, ever eat scrambled eggs at one of those bain-maries.
You, me, both.
In a hotel. No. Awful. They are powdered and they're sat there for
they're a disgrace.
Ages.
No, you can't be doing
it. No, the best way of getting a fresh egg is by asking for it and having it cooked there and then.
There and then.
I'm with you. I like omelettes.
Yep.
Not fond of scrambled. I only like my own scrambled eggs.
How do you make your scrambled eggs?
I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. We're all ears.
Yes. I mix my eggs.
Yes.
With 2 tablespoons. For each egg, I put in 2 tablespoons of milk.
Do you now?
Mm-hmm. Because I like the variety that is not all full of cream and all full of that nonsense. Uh-huh. I then sometimes put a bit of ham or whatever I might want to mix in with them. Sometimes I don't. But if it's just plain, I whisk those up.
Right.
Sling them in the microwave. 30 seconds. Take it out, give it a stir. 30 seconds, give it a stir. 30 seconds, give it a stir. 37, give it a...
37?
37 seconds.
Were we specific about the fourth rotation?
I nearly swallowed my dentures. no, I just literally cooked them for 2 minutes 30 at 30-second intervals and stir in between each one.
Interesting.
I fold them in. Nice. And the reason I do that is because then you're not using cream, you're not using butter.
Uh-huh.
They're very, very healthy.
Okay.
And they also come out so you can slice through them. They're delicious. I did it for my sister and she loved them. I know a lot of people, probably Charlotte included, would not like me using a microwave.
No. But we are sort of recording.
Don't judge me until you've tasted them.
Don't judge him. He'll judge you. I tell you where my technique is Gordon Ramsay's technique.
What's that?
Scrambled eggs. You put the saucepan for a start off, put it on the heat a little bit, add a bit of butter.
See.
And then you put the eggs straight in. You don't whisk them. Put the eggs into the pan.
And then
you just, with a spatula, you give it a bit of that, take it off the side, take it off the heat, a bit of that. And then you add a bit more butter, and then you add creme fraiche.
Bad thing.
Oh.
And then That's not exactly slim.
I tell you what.
Yeah, I bet it's tasting.
It on and off the heat, like that, it, and then maybe a little
salt. That's a deconstructed omelette.
It's something else, I can tell you. Love that. So that's how I do my scrambles. Poached eggs, very important to do right.
Yeah.
But I'm with eggs, got to do them right, or they go back.
Fair enough.
Shall I have a look at this one?
Only if you want to.
I'm going to have bins on. Can't see anything without them. Right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Right, are you ready?
It's an age thing.
What? Because this will probably come to you at some stage. What is your death row meal?
Oh. Well, I would like a selection. Am I allowed to have a starter, main course, and a dessert?
It's the last one you're ever going to have, so you can have whatever you like.
I'll have a starter and a main course and dessert.
Yes.
For my starter, I would like a prawn cocktail.
Old school. Nice. With,
well, and if I'm being really special, a little bit of lobster in there as well. Lobster.
You can have whatever you like. Death row, babe.
Well, I'll have that, thank you. That'll be my starter. On crisp iceberg lettuce with a delicious tangy rosemary sauce.
Rosemary? Yes. Or Mary Rose?
Mary Rose, that one. Thousand Island dressing, darling. Just a bottle of that. Tip it all on. Rosemary. Then I would have...
Lovely girl.
For my main course, I would like sausage and mash with onion gravy and peas and boiled carrots, please.
You are a boy of the 70s, aren't you?
Am I?
You bet you are.
Well, yeah, I probably am. But I'm just saying these
cocktails
are,
and
yeah,
bangers
but these
and
are my favourite meals. If I'm having a special treat on Sunday, I make myself the most delicious mash.
I'm going to make you bangers and mash. Come to my house. I'm going to make you bangers
and
mash.
What bangers do you use,
so? Everyone you want, you can choose them.
Yeah, I would like the Black Farmers.
Okay, fine.
Pork sausages, please.
I'll make you those.
You know why?
I'll make you an onion gravy you'll die for.
I bet my onion gravy's better than yours.
Well, you have one MasterChef, of course. I haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Not. So mine's going to be better.
Mine was taught to me by James Martin.
Do you use a red wine reduction?
I use Madeira wine.
No, thank you. I won't be having that. So not on death row. Then for my dessert, I would like a pavlova.
Mother of God, if anybody could introduce me to a more man of the 70s than Craig Reward, I'd like to meet them. That's extraordinary. When I used to work in restaurants as a waiter and a bottle washer back in the day when I was young, these were the pavlova.
Well, Danny, you do have to remember, I was brought up in Australia, and it takes me back to my childhood.
Exactly.
If I'm going back to my creator, then I'm working backwards from that.
It's brilliant.
I don't want anything posh. I just want to shovel food that I love into my skull.
If you're never going to do
and
it
then,
again.
Yeah, if I'm going to be beheaded.
And then they're going to whip the lot
off. I want
off.
To enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, of course. And I would like to finish with an espresso martini, just to get me charged up, ready
before
to go.
Before it ends.
Huh?
Before it ends.
Yeah, well, because it might dull the pain.
What would you have? What would be your aperitif?
My aperitif, well, beforehand, before my prawn cocktail, I would probably
when
start...
When you're getting dressed for dinner?
Well, no, I'd probably start with just a classic gin and tonic.
Yeah?
Yeah, or a gin martini, a dirty gin martini.
Have a dirty, filthy one.
Yeah.
I'll have a filthy one of them,
filthy,
please.
Dirty one of those. I would pair my prawn cocktail with Cloudy Bay Sauvignon Blanc, and then for my main course with sausage and mash... I will probably have an E&E black pepper Shiraz from South Australia.
I mean, they generally...
And then I could go to the gallows, a happy,
and what
crakey.
Would you have? Would you have a sautern with your dessert?
No, because I'm having an espresso martini.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to finish it with a sautern.
Sweet wine.
What about you?
Do you know, actually, let me tell you this. So in France, what was president, Mitterrand, just before he died, he had this little bird called an ortolan. Mm. And you can only have one, apparently, but he had two. And you have to eat it, you eat it whole, but under your linen napkin, because you have to do it to savour the aroma, but also you have to be away from the eyes of God.
Show me with your napkin.
So you do this like this.
Try that with that chocolate.
I'm going to have it with a... we're going to do it as a French fancy. And what you do is you drape over the top here like this. You have the little thing here and you must eat it whole. I'm not going to eat it whole, but you're supposed to eat it whole. Underneath the table.
You have to eat it whole.
I'll just shove
it all in. There you go. Is that pleasing to yourself and not God?
It's delightful.
I don't think I want to do that with my sausage and mash.
It's the way, I tell you, it's a little French delicacy.
Is it?
French could do it. Mm. It's a proper thing.
I'm glad.
Feathers and all, the whole schmozzle.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. They don't mess about.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But is that what you would do or not?
No, I'd have a long one. I'd have a taster menu. Let's have a look at another one of these envelopes, shall we?
Come on, I'm going for end. An end-to-end subscription. Best Great British takeaway.
If I was going to have if you had twisted me out, I'd be a Chinese takeaway. That's old school. That is me as a youngster. A Chinese takeaway. But no, not takeaway. I don't like takeaways. I don't like the principle of a takeaway.
Don't you?
I don't like the concept of it. It seems alien to me.
That's where we're very different.
Yeah, I can't bear
because
it.
Because when I was a kid, we grew up on fish and chips on a Friday.
Yeah.
And that was a takeaway.
Well, no fish. And over here, you're doing the UK.
Well, hello, it's fish and chips great British takeaway. Newspaper. Fish and chips, surely.
No, probably. That is probably the best. Fish and chips.
To take away. You go somewhere.
On the beach.
Yeah.
With the seagulls coming down, nicking your chip. Yeah, no, not for me.
I'm fond of pho.
Fond of who?
Pho.
You're fond of fun? No one would ever know by looking at your face.
Pho.
What's that?
Pho.
What's pho?
Pho. Vietnamese soup.
Oh, you mean foo?
No. Pho.
P-H-U?
P-H-O.
P-H-O. Pho.
No, pho. You don't pronounce it pho.
I think you'll find it's pho.
The word like a foe. No, you say, I'm going for pho.
I'm sure you are, but...
Yeah, but it's delicious company, because it's very clean broth and delicious.
Like a consomme.
Like a consomme. Mm. And inside that, prawns.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't trust a prawn.
Don't you?
No. Don't trust a prawn.
My grandmother was like that, Seventh-day Adventist. There weren't anything that scavengers on the seabed.
No. Bottom feeders.
You're a bit...
No, I think that's for another
I'm
day.
More of a bottom feeder. You're not. I might have to try your trick and have it.
I don't think God should be just looking down on you right now.
No, I'm so sorry. Before I go to my death, I'd like to have
a French fancy.
A pink French fancy.
Of course.
Well, you do shove it all in.
Shove it in, dear. Shove it in.
Mm,
oh, isn't it?
Anyway, I'm over that little drama.
I'd rather just go to a restaurant.
You are so posh. I did not know that about you.
No, I can't bear all that
stuff. Do
your
kids say, oh, Daddy, can we have a takeaway pizza?
Never even
uttered
the
words. Oh, no, sorry. They're your children. They go to public school. Oh, Dad, could we please, Papa, could we please, you know you love me and I love you very much back. I don't suppose we could have pizza tonight. Could we please, Papa, please, Daddy, Weddy, Papa.
No, children. No, you can't.
Get over yourself, darling.
And that is the gold standard.
It's time, my darlings, for Judgy Much.
Quick fire judging, my love.
Things are about to get heated.
And you, my love, are firmly in the hot seat. Try not to embarrass yourself. Are you ready?
You know, I like to sit up for these things.
Okay. Brace yourself.
Okay.
I'm coming in.
I'm ready.
Pineapple on pizza?
No.
Marmite?
No. Vegemite?
To an Australian. Jam before cream on scones.
Absolutely.
Crisps inside sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yum, yum, yum.
Dipping chips in milkshakes.
No.
Disgusting. Bottomless brunch.
Oh, come on. 10 out of 10.
Cream in carbonara.
You don't know what a bottomless brunch is?
No.
It means you can drink as much Prosecco as you want.
Ah. No,
just pay once, drink twice.
Cream in carbonara.
No, absolutely. That is not a carbonara. No, 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 no. Big no, no.
No, no, no.
Never.
That's the Italian side of it.
Never, never, never.
What do you put in carbonara to make
it's
it
It's just
cream?
Eggs.
Okay. All day breakfast.
Yep.
But it's not breakfast then, is it?
Even an all-day breakfast means you get your full protein. You're getting sausage.
I know that.
You're getting bacon.
But it's not breakfast.
You're getting eggs.
Huh? It's not breakfast.
You can't, it's just why it's called an all-day breakfast.
I know, but it's not, but it's not breakfast.
I'm not here to fight. You're just trying to get my opinion. And anyway, you need to keep your trap shut.
Sharing.
For this bit.
Sharing food with your dog.
No.
Milk before water in tea.
No. You need to brew the tea first and then add your milk.
Coriander.
Love it.
Red wine.
Love it.
With fish.
Yes, it's a thing.
It's not.
You don't have to drink white with fish.
Wait, you sort of do.
This is quick
alcohol.
Can I remind you, this is quick fire.
That's the end. That's the end of quick fire. Thank you very much. Let me just discuss.
Not so quick fire. That's what you need to call it.
Red wine with fish?
Yeah, why not? Sometimes I have both.
Do you?
Depending on what mouthful I'm having.
Isn't that called rosé?
No.
All day
no,
breakfast.
I have, I will be at a restaurant and I'll have a red glass and a white glass. And sometimes, with the fish, I like to have red. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is no rule that says you must drink white wine with fish.
Well, let me tell you.
As a non-drinker, how are you going to react?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you've got thoughts or any strong opinions, email us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
And any complaints against my beautiful opinions, darling, please go to judgmental.pod on socials. Darlings, it's time for judging me, judging you.
Where you send in your juicy confession and we decide whether you're in the wrong or in the right. But nicely, of course.
Nicely, nicely. Let's get on with it.
Right, here we go. I've got it. So, this is a lovely story. Hi, Anton and Craig. I have a confession to make. I made my vegan friend a lovely meal, but it wasn't vegan.
Let me guess, chicken stock cube.
I've been friends with him for over 10 years. He's always been a vegan and hasn't ever broken. He came over to mine for a meal and I made soup as a main. Soup as a main? Just a little tomato one with a slice of garlic bread. Nothing too fancy. Telling me
that sounds like
too
a,
fancy.
That sounds like a start.
Sounds like the least fancy thing I've ever
done. That sounds like
life.
Actually an appetizer, right. Not even an entree.
So it sounds like you didn't bother trying.
Get too judgy yet.
Once the soup was made, I thought it needed a little bit more pizzazz. So in a moment, I put a big swirl of cream on the top to add a richness to it and to make it look a little nicer. Mm. Once I'd done it to both suits, I took in the labours of my work and then realised he couldn't eat it. After a mini panic, I thought, oh, fuck it. A little cream won't hurt anybody.
Except it's not vegan.
So I grabbed the nearest spoon and I mixed his soup all together to hide the swirl. Hide the evidence! I took it to the table and he absolutely devoured it.
That's yeah, but he could be lactose intolerant as well.
Said his compliments to the chef for this amazing tomato soup. Wow, easily pleased, I'd suggest. But the worst thing was when he commented on how creamy it tasted. He'd never had soup like it before. It was genuinely an accident, but I've been worried ever since.
I would be.
Am I a bad person? Should I have told him? Great soup, though.
That's called poisoning someone. Actually.
This is hilarious. I would love it if he keeled over. That would have been brilliant. And then he keeled over and we rushed him to hospital for a stomach pump. All the best. He's fine now. Apart from the limp.
My point is this. He could have been lactose intolerant. Mm. It's against all of his principles.
Mm.
And she is the queen of deception.
Mm. Brilliant. Well
Isn't
done,
she?
My love. Well done.
Well, yeah, of course it's going to taste tastier because it's still tastier. Creamy and luxe
nice in it.
And delicious.
Yeah.
But if you have principles, that's like me slinging, you know, 5 chicken stock cubes in there with a beef stock cube just to make it tastier.
That sounds like it would have made it a bit tastier.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, this happened to me once before.
You've never been a vegan?
No, no. Nadia, this is on MasterChef in 2007. Nadia Sawala and I were teamed together.
All right.
She was teamed to make, you know, the vegan option.
Right.
And I had to make, I made a meat thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Dish.
And I put it on a tray in the oven, and we only had one oven, we had to share it. And then the vegan thing went in underneath, but mine spilled over the edges and all the meat juices were dripping from my dish into the vegan dish.
Yeah. I bet it tasted amazing.
Do you know what we did?
No.
We cut around the edges like that and scooped all the vegan bit out and left all the meat juices still in the same pan. Is that bad?
No.
Flavor. No, but I think the cream thing is bad because that person could. It's like,
well, if the person's
let's just sprinkle a little bit of coriander, but the person could die from it. Like my friend.
You had a friend who died from coriander?
No, but she could. Oh. She could die from eating coriander.
Why?
Even the slightest hint of it.
Because of coriander intolerance. Is that a thing?
No, it's called allergy.
Oh, just an allergy.
No, it's not. No, it blows up her throat and she can't breathe.
Oh, crikey, Moses.
It's anaphylactic shock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ah. Yes. Now, this would be bad, person with no name, if the person had an allergy, if there was a thing, if it was a genuine thing.
It might not be just the veganness of it. There could be a real...
Yeah.
It's your responsibility.
Did that
as
like
a chef to make sure that your guests... I mean, you don't want to end up like that woman with the mushrooms, the beef Wellington.
Talk to me about woman with mushrooms and beef Wellington.
She used poisoned mushrooms in the beef Wellington.
Is that a thing?
I can't believe you haven't. It's been the hugest headline of the decade.
Has it?
And you know nothing about it.
There's been one about two other things going
on. Beef Wellington woman.
Beef Wellington woman.
Pretty bad.
I mean, that is horrendous.
Yeah, I know, but this is what I'm saying. I mean, she's saying, oh, je suis enceinte. What if this woman or man, whoever it might be, secretly wanted to kill their vegan friend with cream and could have. So
the thing is, it's hilarious.
This is
but
a
it's
lifetime imprisonment.
But she
so beware, babe.
The only stumbling block is she didn't kill him because he didn't die. He actually liked it more. I think the take on this is that you were lucky and you got away with it. But be careful.
No, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Well, what a marvellous story, my love. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for enlightening us to your murderous intentions. If you would like your opportunity to be very lightly and kindly judged by us, please send your stories to
judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
That, of course, is judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk. UK.
And we promise to be nice.
Well, we'll try.
Thank you, my loves, for tuning into this fabulous episode of Judgmental.
Yes, we'll be back next week, my darlings, with even more drama, scandal, and truly astonishing levels of pettiness.
Until then, you can keep in touch with us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or find us strutting our stuff, my darlings, at judgmental.pod on the socials.
I've been Anton Dubek.
And of course, I've been Craig Revel Allwood.
See you next time.
See you all next Tuesday.